My name is David Carson. I'm from Oklahoma. I grew up in all different parts of the state of Oklahoma, which is Indian, used to be Indian territory before it became a state. It's the, you could call it a dumping ground for Native Americans. A lot of cultures went there on trails of tears, betrayed almost by our government. And so there's a lot of Indian people in Oklahoma. And my lineage is, my mom was Choctaw and French. And so that's Oklahoma Choctaw. There's also Louisiana Choctaw, which I think I have some lineage there. But that's not recognized by the government. And then there's Mississippi Choctaw. So I come from a rich broth of Native American oral history, and I can say that I knew a lot of people, black people, who were sons or daughters of slaves in my lifetime. I knew people going back. I knew one man, not from Oklahoma, from Montana, that was born on the Custer battlefield, right after the Custer massacre. And so I grew up around a lot of talk about the richness of Native America and maybe the betrayal. I think I grew up with a lot of rage from the stories I heard, but then I had to somehow take that within myself. You know, they say, a lot of Native people say that we're born a tomb, and we're to learn the cosmos within ourselves. And, you know, you have to take these bitter with the sweet, because, you know, I wouldn't even be here if there wasn't this history. So to rage about something like that is to rage against myself, if you can follow that. So I'm a writer. I've written a few books, and mainly I'm a card writer. Medicine cards, and most recently with my wife Nina, who was also in New Orleans, the 2013 Oracle, and built into that are the planetary alignments that are coming, and the you know, the Venus Sun alignment, and the solstice of 2012. So I wanted to say something about how can we learn of our own truth within, listen to our intuition. Not just me, but my wife, Nina, both of us feel like these are bumpy times. And New Orleans could testify to that. And so you want to know within your heart, and we believe that our ancestors showed us many teachings and ways to be safe in these difficult times that are coming, and that's why we did the book. I think Native America, you know, there were great empires here that stretched from Canada. There were the mound builders. That's what I come from, lineage I come from, that came all the way from Canada in a great snake of energy. And went all the way to Peru. And that was symbolized by the rattlesnake. And that's the two diamonds, those are pyramids, or mounds. And so, you know, the Native America got really bad PR. And so I don't feel like Native America is just, you know, here in New Mexico or Oklahoma or Montana. I feel that it's a great connection, a flowing of energy and love. And I think that's what they knew about, this kind of energy. For instance, there were 100,000 mounds in the state of Ohio alone when white people came here. They're all mostly gone, all up and down the Mississippi and all the way down through Mexico and all the way into South America. Think of that. And think of that energetics. You think they were just there because someone wanted to pile with bricks or dirt? You know, they were there for a reason. This is the end of an age. And that, and a lot of mound building and temple building cultures said that have the same prophecies and the same honoring of time, and you know, especially calendrical time was a lot different from ours. We believe this time is imminent, and that we believe that that we're coming into a new world that we don't know how to describe. There's no real metaphor for this world that we're coming into, but it has to do with light, has to do with self-understanding. It has to do with inner dimensions. And that's, we're coming into another sun that's being born. And the old sun is dying away. And a new sun will be born. And that's all metaphor, like all the things that are prophecy. Return of the Condor. And you know how the Hopi prophecies, you, if anyone knows, that they're cast in metaphor. So just the white buffalo is a symbol for the times ahead. The old prophecy of the buffalo on one leg and each hair is a year, each leg is an age, and when the buffalo is bald, standing on one leg, white buffalo woman said, I'll no longer hold back the waters. So I've thought about that a lot in relation to New Orleans and to what was going on there spiritually and in the world, you know, spiritually. I think the buffalo is indeed bald and standing on one leg, and that if we ever had a time to bond together spiritually with all our human family, it's now. Find what's in your truth and follow that, and try to live a simple life. Try to keep it simple and keep it real.